Ford Motor Company.
Huh, okay.
And some new technology. Now, again, this is potential. It's a patent application, and the patent is pending. It's not yet granted, but Ford Motor Company has applied for a patent on a system that they say is designed to try and get people to clear up their late car payments, and should all else fail, could lead to cars that repossess themselves.
What?
Yeah. Wait, what?
Yeah, self-driving what? Cars. You watch your car drive away from you.
Yes! Yes! That's it! Yes! Yes!
Wow.
The patent is for cars that could drive themselves to repo lots.
Oh, my gosh.
Again, this is a patent pending. It's an application from Ford Global Technologies. It was filed with the U.S. Trademark and Patent Office back in 2021, but it was just formally published on February 23rd for public review. The application describes new, quote-unquote, systems and methods to repossess a vehicle. What Ford essentially is trying to do is, they say, trying to avoid confrontation and unpleasant situations.
I get that.
Now, the range of possibilities described in the patent application is that a car could drive itself to be picked up by a tow truck or go right to the repo lot. It just depends on how it might be done. Now, before that were to happen, doesn't that sound weird?
Oh, it does. Gosh.
Before that would happen, though, apparently Ford will have a series of strategies to resolve non-payment, such as a reminder message or warning from the bank or the lending institution would be sent directly to the owner's smartphone, or would pop up on the vehicle's display screen. You know, hey, yeah, you owe money. If that doesn't work, there could be audio opportunities where it says an unpleasant sound would emit from the car in order to get the owner's attention.
I got a better idea. What's Why not that? Just have on the display screen a little note that comes up and says, hey, deadbeat, you're not going anywhere.
And then lock the steering wheel.
Well, lock the car tight.
Yeah. Here's your third option. If that all these other ones don't work, the car could disable certain features.
Yeah. How about like the engine, steering?
Well, which you ultimately, I suppose you could do that. In fact, on that note, the story makes a reference to something of this that actually happened years ago involving, remember, former Detroit Lions running back and very famous in the Detroit area for his radio or for his TV commercials, Mel Farr.
Mel Farr, superstar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He'd wear the cape. Yeah.
Sure.
Mel Farr made headlines years ago for using a device to disable vehicles that he leased out when customers failed to make timely payments. In fact, back in 2000, he had to actually make an agreement to stop a class action lawsuit being filed over the engine disabling device because, as it was described, some customers' cars were being shut down while they were driving. I mean, so it's not that you couldn't get in the vehicle and go. You were going, and apparently so. Again, this is all an attempt to avoid confrontation or unpleasant situations. As a spokesperson for Ford says, we submit patents on new inventions as a normal course of business, but they aren't necessarily an indication of what actually will happen. So it's perhaps, you know, but want to have that card in the back pocket, perhaps, if it needed to be pulled and placed on the table. Right? Self-driving cars, if that were to be where we are into the future, you'd think nothing of just seeing a car driving itself.
Right, not right.
So a car drives off. You wouldn't think twice about it.
No.
But I did hear. I did hear this morning on one of the AP, or was it on CBS? One of the stories that they had said there's more fear of people have more fear of self-driving and autonomous vehicles.
That's the biggest, I think, because it's not perfect.
Nope.
And we've heard too much about accidents, and unfortunately, there have been deaths that have occurred. So,
sure. I get it right now. Yeah.
So it'd be even more frightening to find out that your car was being repoed autonomously.
I mean, what do you do? Imagine if it were to happen and you were there and you see it. Nobody's in the. I mean,
freak me out.
Would you be calling like 911 to say somebody's stealing my car?
No, it's okay. It's just being repoed.
Oh, so you're fine.
Yep, you're fine.
Call your dealer. Don't call us. Well, again, patent pending. We'll know into the future. Oh my God. How about everyone just make payments and then you don't have to worry about it?
That's true.
Wasn't Kit one of the original self-driving cars?
Remember the old TV show?
Yeah. Knight Rider.
Yeah. Knight Rider.
Yeah, you're right.
With the great David Hasselhoff.
Oh, my gosh.
The great David. Did you just say great?
I did. No,
and David Hasselhoff.
Phenomenal show.
Go to Germany. He owns the country.
That's true.